The Drama of the Week is a download from the BBC.
Yep.
There's a Lisa Hughes for you.
Can you tell her I'll call her back?
She says it's important.
Look, I've just got back from the Mason Case conference. We're starting a team meeting. Tell her I'll call her.
You tell her then.
All right, go on. Good morning, Phil Morledge.
I need you. Get over here.
No, look, I can't. We've got a meeting.
Please, it's urgent. Get over here now.
Listen.
Nathan. Nathan, tell me about school. Do you like it?
Yeah.
What do you like doing best?
Playing.
Of course. Have you got friends that you play with?
Yeah.
Who are your favourite friends?
Gracie, Ellie, Loki and Odin.
Ooh, lots. And what games do you play?
Superheroes.
Sounds great.
What's going on?
I've been going out of my head. The police are coming round.
Police? What do you mean, police?
Police, cops, what do you think? Sting's getting his band back together and they're bringing him round here.
Right, look, calm down. Let's go inside. Is it about Jason?
Eh?
Jason? The man who beat you and sent you to the refuge? The man who's still in prison?
No, not him. And he's not.
What?
In prison. He's out on licence.
What? Have you seen him?
No, of course not.
So how do you know?
I just do, but that's got nothing to do with it. Are you listening to me or what?
All right, look, tell me. The police called.
And child protection.
Child protection? Why?
They think I've hurt Nathan.
Nathan, do you remember when you had PE?
Yeah.
Do you remember Mrs. Jenkins asked you about the marks on your arms and your back?
Yeah.
Did she ask you how you got them?
Yeah.
And did you tell her?
No.
Why not? Can you tell me, Nathan? Nathan?
Start from the beginning. What do you mean, hurt?
I've seen some marks at school.
Marks? What sort of marks?
Some bruises.
Go on.
He had PE or something, and his teacher saw some bruises.
Oh, no.
I said to him that you won't stand for this.
But you said what?
I told him straight. I said, you'll sort it out.
You shouldn't have said that.
Why not?
No, because we don't want any undue attention.
I was talking about you as my social worker, not my bloody lover.
I know. Look, it's just better if it comes from me. They're probably trying to get hold of me.
Who?
Child protection. Well, they'll need me at the school to see Nathan. They'll want to know about you, your behaviour.
My behaviour?
Did you hurt him?
What?
Did you hurt Nathan?
Get out.
What?
What are you saying? You think I'd hurt my own kid? Are you mad?
No, okay.
You think I did it?
No.
Yeah, you do. You're a social worker. You're one of them. You don't believe normal people anymore.
Calm down.
Calm down. I've just been accused of hurting my kid.
No one is accusing you.
Then why do they want to interview me?
Look, they're just doing their job.
Their job? I'll tell you what, pal. Do you know people are terrified of taking the kids to casualty anymore in case they get them taken off them? I knew I should have never got involved.
All right, all right. Look, I'm sorry. Look, I know you wouldn't do anything to hurt him.
Oh, what am I going to do? They're going to take him away.
No, they won't. It'll be fine. Look, I'll sort it.
Child protection.
Oh, hi, can I speak to James Sanderson?
Speaking.
Phil Morledge, the Hughes social worker. You've had a referral. Nathan Hughes?
Okay.
I was out when you called.
No worries. We went through his notes with your manager.
Well, I'm going to come over and see Nathan myself, but I've got a really important case conference that I've got to attend, but I can go after that.
Okay. Well, we'll just carry on with the investigation.
I've known them since they left the refuge. I know them well. Mum, in particular, has been through a lot with a violent partner.
Yep.
She's really upset. Her child's been hurt, so she wants to see him, make sure he's okay. I mean, I honestly don't think that she would harm him.
Okay.
They've got a very loving relationship, and she's feeling absolutely broken by this. I mean, she's not convinced the school's looked into it properly. I mean, are the injuries definitely non-accidental?
Yes, the medical seems to suggest that. Look, I've got to go to another meeting now too, but let's speak later.
Sure. Has Nathan said anything?
What do you mean?
About who did it?
Not that I know of.
You know, I'm wondering if child protection even needs to be involved.
Well, we are, so we'll talk later, OK?
Yeah, absolutely. What I'm saying is I'm sure there's some completely innocent explanation.
Well, we'll find out. See you later.
Right, OK. Well, just seems a waste of resources. That's... Oh, cheers.
Phil.
Helen.
My office.
Oh, yeah, this morning. Sorry, boss.
No sorries. My office, now. Sit down. You know my views on team meetings.
I know. I'm really sorry.
That's two in a row.
Indeed.
We can only operate effectively if we're a team.
Yes.
With everyone pulling their weight.
I'm sorry.
So where were you?
Well, I was at a case conference first thing.
And then?
A client. Something came up.
Lisa Hughes.
Yes.
But we've already discussed closing their case. Twice. I assumed you'd done that.
No, I know, and I'm in the process of withdrawing.
Well, I've gone through their notes with child protection.
I heard.
Look, Phil, you're an excellent social worker. You're committed, you're dedicated, you're hard-working. Fortunately, all those attributes can also be a pain in the arse. You've got to learn when to let go, especially with people like Lisa Hughes.
Yeah, I guess.
How long have you been working with them?
8 months, give or take. Hi, Lisa Hughes.
Yeah?
Phil Morledge, Children and Family Services.
Oh, yeah.
Can I come in?
Why?
We've had a referral from Stone Mead.
Oh, yeah. What about?
Normally, women who stay at the refuge, well...
Need somebody to check up on them.
No, not at all. Maybe as part of the aftercare.
That's spying and praying.
Aftercare. You and Nathan have been through a rough time.
How do you know?
Women don't normally take their kid to a refuge in the middle of the night because they're looking for a weekend break.
All right, but it won't be you need the blankets.
Pardon?
All the cutlery or the towels.
Oh, no, I don't think anyone was...
Bloody hell, you ain't got much of a sense of humour, have you?
What?
Do you want to come in or what?
Right.
You want a cup of tea?
Yes, that would be lovely.
Stuff's in the kitchen through there. I'll take 3 sugars.
Oh. Another joke.
No. Get on with it. Nathan, come down. We've got a visitor. Oh, hiya. This is becoming a bit of an habit.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is it inconvenient? It's just, I was nearby. I wondered how you got on with those forms the other day. Did you manage to get them sent off?
Oh, yeah, I did. Oh, thanks for that. I didn't even know I was eligible for that.
Eligible?
Eligible. Do you want to come in for a cuppa, or do you have to rush off?
What time is it? Yeah, a cup of tea would be lovely.
Hiya.
Hi. I was just...
Passing.
Indeed. And wondering how you got on with the council.
Oh, I like talking to brick walls. Come in.
Thanks.
I'm in the kitchen. Come through. Nathan's still at school, but he won't be long.
Right. I'll have a word with the council if you like. You definitely have to have something done about that banister. One false move, you'll end up with a broken neck.
And that's definitely not part of my plan.
Oh, right. What is then?
Get my life back. Get sorted. That's why I'm really grateful to you.
It's a pleasure. All part of the service.
Yeah, great service. What else have you got on offer?
Excuse me?
Kidding. I'm very happy with what you've already provided.
Oh, right. Well, like I say, it's a pleasure.
So, anything else?
No. Not really. Just, like I say, I was...
Passing.
Indeed. Right. Well, I'll be off. Wait. Listen, the truth is... Well...
Yeah?
Well, the truth is, I've been thinking about you a lot.
And Nathan?
Yes, and Nathan, of course, yes.
It's all right. Just teasing. So you've been thinking about me then?
Yes, I have.
That's weird.
Look, I know. Look, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that.
No, it's... What's weird is that I've been thinking about you and all.
Really?
Yeah.
have you been thinking?
I'm not telling you that. Unless...
What?
You tell me what you've been thinking.
Oh, I am. It's difficult.
Oh, my God. You're blushing.
Pardon?
You've gone bright red.
Right, look, maybe I should go. I've got another appointment.
OK.
Oh, right.
Hang on, though. Your collar's all crooked. Don't your wife do your ironing for you?
I'm not married.
What about your girlfriend?
There isn't one.
Hold on. Let me fix this.
Oh, my God.
What's the matter? You never kissed a girl before?
I've never kissed a client.
Well, there's always a first time.
No, you don't understand. There mustn't be a first time. There mustn't be any time. I'm sorry. I've got to go.
This is nice.
What?
Sitting in the park with you in the sunshine.
Yeah, it is. That yellow thing in the sky is unusual.
Nathan, don't do that. The dog might not want to play.
Oh, don't worry. He loves kids.
All right.
Hey, come on, Charlie. Hey, let the little boy get back to his mum and dad.
What are you doing?
Holding your hand.
Well, don't.
Oh, come on.
No, I mean it, Lisa.
All right, blimey. Why did you bring us here, then?
Because you suggested it would be nice.
I meant to be like them. That family over there, the ones having fun.
Yeah, well, not possible, I'm afraid.
So what if someone from work clocks you? What would you say?
That it was a good opportunity to see how you and Nathan interact in an informal recreational environment.
Bloody hell. Well, you know, I show a girl a good time. I feel like a lab rat.
I don't think she's manipulative as such.
You wouldn't. And that's why I'm here. To look after your interests and your caseloads. I save you from your best intentions, which otherwise would have you running round in circles after clients like her. And if you'd been at the meeting this morning, you would have learnt that we have a lot more pressing cases that I'm going to be sending your way.
Oh, right. Look, like I say, I'm sorry that I missed it, but given the current circumstances, they're going to need our support now, aren't they? Listen, I've got another really important case conference I need to get to.
But...
After which, I'll be going to see Nathan Hughes. I'll catch you later.
So, Nathan, did you like that orange juice?
Yeah.
Do you want some more?
No, thank you.
Oh, you are polite, aren't you?
Yeah.
Who taught you to be polite?
My mum.
She must be very proud of you.
Yeah.
When she tells you to be polite, I wonder what sort of voice she has. Does she use a nice voice?
Yeah.
Does she ever not have a nice voice?
Sometimes.
When would that be?
When I'm bad.
What kind of things do you do to make her feel that you're bad?
I don't put my toys away.
Huh. My son doesn't put his shoes away, and that makes me very cross. Does your mummy get cross then too?
Sometimes.
And when she gets cross, what does she do? Nathan, what does she do? Nathan, you know that you're not in any trouble, don't you?
Yeah.
No one's angry with you. But your teachers and everyone, we're just wondering where those nasty marks came from. I wonder where they came from.
Hi.
It's Lisa Hughes again.
Okay, put her on. Hello?
What's happening? They won't let me see Nathan. What are they playing at?
It's not that they won't let you see him as such. It's just that they want to talk to him first.
Talk to him? Why?
To find out how he got his bruises.
They can't do that. I need to be there. They can't do that, can they? He's just a kid.
They can, yes. It's normal procedure in cases like this.
Cases like this? What are you on about? What case? There isn't a case. This is doing my head in. And what are you doing about it? Are you coming over or what?
I've got to go to a meeting. If I don't go now, I'll be late.
Are you my social worker, or do you just come over to shag me? Is that it?
Of course not.
You said you loved me. Well,
say it again.
I love you. Was your mother okay about Nathan staying over?
Yeah.
What did you tell her?
I said I'd gone out with the girls. You know, I ain't actually had a fella for ages.
After Jason the Terrible?
I suppose, yeah.
And then you get me.
What do you mean? You're...
What?
You're different to anyone I've ever met.
Isn't that a good thing?
I reckon it is. I read my notes once when I were in the refuge, and it said I were a damaged woman destined to be attracted to violent men.
Oh, that's rubbish. Nobody's destined for anything.
Exactly.
How did you get to read your notes?
Caseworker left a violent desk. She got called out to office, so I had a look.
Amazing.
I couldn't be a social worker.
No?
No, all them people moaning all the time.
Oh, it's not like that. Lots of people need help and support.
Yeah, I suppose. I reckon I could have done something more with my life, though.
Yeah, I know you could. And you still can.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, there's a point, isn't there? Maybe when you're a kid about Nathan's age, 6 or 7, and you think that you could have done anything. Ballet dancer, pop star. I actually wanted to be a teacher. I had this lovely teacher, Mrs. Henderson. She was brilliant and encouraging, and she made me feel special and made everything interesting.
So why didn't you become a teacher?
I don't know. I got more interested in boys in school. I was sort of disintegrated. My potential, if you like. My dad's drinking got worse and kind of took over the whole house.
He died when you were young, didn't he?
I was 14. It were a blessing. A drunken bastard beat the life out of all of us. Mostly my mum.
My dad disappeared when I was about the same age.
Disappeared? Aliens?
Hardly. He ran off with the neighbour's wife, then emigrated, so to all intents and purposes, he disappeared.
That were rough on your mum.
Yeah. I was the eldest of four, so my mum turned to me. She was pretty devastated, so I kind of looked after all the other kids.
Comes naturally, then, caring for people.
Possibly. That's all I've ever known, that's for sure.
You like it?
Well.
Well, what?
Well, the job? I don't know. Used to love it. Still do when I feel I'm doing something worthwhile. The problem is, more and more of it these days, it feels like firefighting or damage limitation.
Well, I think you're caring. Nathan thinks you're great too.
Yeah? But he must never know.
What about?
Us.
Well, that's going to be difficult, you know, if you want to keep seeing me.
Oh, God. I can't imagine not seeing you. But I could get struck off if it ever comes out.
Oh, no, it's just...
Social workers don't have affairs with their clients.
What's so terrible about it? It's not like I'm a kid or anything. I know what I'm doing.
Look, it's the ethics. It's seen as the exploitation of a vulnerable person by a person in power.
Is that what you've been doing? Exploiting me?
Is that what it feels like?
Yeah. Exploit me some more.
Oh, come here.
You know what you said?
What?
About me doing something with my life.
Yes.
I was thinking, there's a dinner lady job going at Nathan's school. I could apply, what do you reckon?
Definitely.
I thought if I could start in the kitchens and if the school got to know me, they might let me in the classroom.
Yeah.
Would you do me a reference?
Of course.
What would you say?
I would say you were perfect in every sense, except...
Except what?
Your cooking's rubbish. Look, after my meeting, I'm going to see Nathan. I'll let you know how he is.
Yeah.
I'll look into the situation and get back to you. Bye.
Do you like PE?
A bit.
I didn't like it much. Our teachers made us run round fields.
Fields?
Yeah. Do you ever go out into fields?
No.
So where do you play when you're at home?
My bedroom.
Just your bedroom?
And downstairs.
Do you?
Yeah, and watch telly.
What's your favourite programme?
Wolfblood.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow. And can you remember any of the stories on it?
Of course. I remember them all.
Really? You're a clever boy. But, Nathan, I wonder why you can't remember about the marks on your arm, then. Why do you think that is?
Don't know.
Are you all right?
No, of course I'm not. Have you seen him?
No, I'm on my way there now. I just wanted to make sure you're okay. Did child protection give you a time?
2:30. Oh, God, hold me.
It's okay. Look, it'll be fine, I'm sure. Look, I'll sort it. Don't worry. But you mustn't give anything away about us.
I'm not stupid.
No, I know, but they'll ask you about your relationships, who you and Nathan see.
I know. Oh, God, I feel sick, Phil. I'm sorry about yesterday.
Me too. Look, they might ask about that, about what happened yesterday.
But they don't know anything about that.
No, but Nathan's there and he does.
Oh, just hope my little boy's okay. What are they doing with him? I'm his mum, for God's sake.
Look, he'll be okay. Look, when I spoke to them, I said you had a very loving relationship and that you'd never harm him.
I don't know what I'd do without you.
Me too.
Oh, if only we could be a normal couple.
I'll work something out, I promise.
I'm going to carve that on your gravestone.
Oh, hold on, I've got to take this. Yes? But I'm on my way to see Nathan Hughes, can't it wait? Okay. The office, I have to get back, something's come up. I'll call you later. Hi. You wanted me.
Sit down. The police child abuse investigation team want to see you.
Oh, right. So has Nathan said anything, how he got his bruises?
He has.
And?
He said you did it.
What?
I've said you'll make your own way there.
Where?
The police station.
This interview is being tape recorded. I am Detective Constable Woodruff, Child Abuse Investigation Team. And we are in the interview room at Bramley Police Station. I am interviewing...
Philip Morledge.
Philip, you have the right to independent legal advice, and this service is free. Do you want a solicitor?
No.
I remind you that you are under caution. You do not have to say anything, but it may harm your defence if you do not mention, when questioned, something that you later rely on in court. Anything you do say may be given in evidence. Do you understand the caution?
I understand the caution. I don't understand the arrest. Nathan Hughes has said I hit him. That's rubbish. Well, and that's enough for me to be sitting in here now.
You know it is. Unless you think we should ignore what children tell us.
No, of course not.
Okay. Well, let's crack on. The medical examiner has confirmed that the marks on Nathan's arms and shoulders are consistent with those made by an adult and are, in all probability, non-accidental. Do you have any idea how they would have been caused?
No.
Did you cause them?
No.
Miss Hughes?
Yeah?
WDC Alison Goodall, Police Child Protection. You were expecting me?
Yeah, come through. Is he all right? Is Nathan all right? Have you seen him?
No, I've not seen him personally, but he's with some very experienced people from Child Protection and he's okay. Oh, do you mind if I take my coat off? It's a horrible day out there, isn't it?
God, I don't know. I just want my son back.
I want to go home now.
I know you do. Do you think making things up is a bad thing to do?
No.
No?
I make up stories for school writing.
Yes, and that's a good thing. Nathan, are you absolutely sure it was Phil Morledge that hurt you?
Yeah.
It's okay if you got it wrong.
No, I haven't got it wrong.
Why do you think Nathan Hughes has accused you of assault?
But he's making it up.
Why would he do that?
I don't know. Look, he's a child. He's seven. He's confused. Wish fulfillment, maybe. His dad's in prison. Was in prison.
So you're a substitute?
Possibly.
You rang Child Protection this morning?
Miss Hughes rang me. She was distressed. She wanted to know what was happening.
And you thought you would find out?
Yes.
Whether Nathan would say anything about you?
No, of course not.
But you attempted to persuade them not to investigate the bruising?
I...
For the tape, please.
I don't know.
Lisa, I just want to ask you some questions as to how Nathan got his bruises.
It won't me.
So, do you know how he would have got them?
No, I haven't got a clue, and I'm sure if I asked him, he'd tell me. Why can't I see him? Is he all right?
Yeah, he's fine. When Nathan's misbehaving, what do you do?
I tell him off. I might not let him play with his favourite toy. Why?
And when that doesn't work, what do you do?
It does work.
As a parent, sometimes we lose our temper. Smack our child. Do you ever smack Nathan?
No, never.
Is he ever really naughty? He just won't do as he's told?
Not really. Well, sometimes.
Does he have a temper?
Of course he has. All kids do. Blimey, do you work with children or what?
Well, what do you do then? Do you ever have to restrain him?
I tell him off.
Have you ever seen Miss Hughes being violent to Nathan?
I thought I was the one under arrest.
We're investigating all possibilities. Can you answer the question?
No, I have never seen Miss Hughes being violent to Nathan. I don't think she has the capacity to be so.
Does Nathan ever come into contact with any other adults at home?
No, not really. Well, he goes to his nana's and she spoils him rotten. His dad's out of prison, but he doesn't know where we're living. Anyway, I won't let him near Nathan. He were violent to me and he's not allowed to see Nathan, and that's a court ruling. We went through a terrible time with his dad. But he never hit Nathan. I always protected him.
Lisa, can you think of any other way then that Nathan may have got his injuries?
No.
What about your social worker, Phil Morledge?
What about him?
Do you think he could have hurt Nathan?
What? Are you having a laugh? No way.
How often do you go round to the Hughes house?
Once a week.
Why is that? Your manager has confirmed she doesn't class their case as a priority, and yet you visit weekly.
I am winding down the case. Nathan is, or was, doing very well. But the mother was very shaken by the experience with her partner, and it's taken a while to build up her confidence.
Would you say you've become close?
In so much as I'm close enough to assess what support's needed, and to then process that support. Could I have a drink of water, please?
What sort of relationship do you have with Nathan?
Good. Or at least I thought it was.
Have you ever done anything to upset him?
No, of course not. At least I don't think so.
Can you think of any reason why Nathan would make up an accusation against you?
No.
Have you ever told him off for anything?
No.
Criticised him?
No.
Done anything that might prompt him to accuse you?
No, and more, no. Look, this is a nightmare. I've done nothing to him.
And yet he says you have.
Would you say that Phil Morledge has got to know you and Nathan well?
I don't know, I suppose, kind of.
Well, when did he see you last?
Yesterday. He came round yesterday.
When did you last visit the family?
Yesterday afternoon.
And did Phil see you both? You and Nathan?
Yeah.
And was there any occasion yesterday or any other day recently that Phil was left on his own in your house with Nathan?
No. Never. Why?
Are you ever left on your own with Nathan in his home?
No. Never.
Were you, while you were at his home yesterday, left on your own with him?
No, I was not.
Do you want a coffee or juice or anything?
No, I'm fine, thanks. I've changed my mind about your cooking. This is great.
Good enough for a skull cook?
Definitely. Oh, you should have got that job. The way you've overdone these greens is perfection.
Are you? So, am I the last appointment? I mean, do you have to go back to the office?
Yes, you are. But I've got loads of paperwork to do.
Well, why not get my mum to babysit so we could go down to the pub early doors?
Look, it's too risky. We can't do that.
Oh, look at us, skulking around, pretending we love each other.
We do love each other.
Then why can't we be happy about it? Why can't we walk down the street holding hands together? Why can't we go for a bloody drink together?
Oh, I know. Please don't start this again.
I just want us to be together, be a family. What sort of life is this?
It's the best I can manage. What do you expect me to do?
Give up your job.
What?
It's your job that's making us live like this. Give it up. You said it's not the job you love anymore. Do something else.
But don't do that.
What?
Don't make me choose.
Choose? Choose? You've got no idea what choosing is about. Choose. I'll tell you about what choosing is about. It's should I buy enough food for me and Nathan, or should I go without so I can buy him some new trainers? It's should I pay the Leckie bill or gas because I can't pay both? And what's your choice? Should I buy The Guardian or The Independent?
No, that's not fair. Anyway, I've been helping with money.
Yeah. What are you saying? You're paying for it, are you? Is that what it boils down to?
How dare you? Do you realise that I could be struck off for loving you?
Of course I realise. You keep going on about it.
Does it mean nothing to you? It means nothing that I'm risking my career, my future, everything I've worked for.
No, it doesn't mean anything because it doesn't result in anything. Our love is a sham. I'm just your hobbit on the side.
But,
I am
that's
nothing
not
to you.
True.
You want me, but you don't really want me. It's all on your terms all the time and you're just using
me. Look, don't
me.
Be so stupid. Just
I'm
be,
not
just
stupid.
Shut up.
Who
now.
The hell do you think you are? How dare you?
For God's sake, Lisa, shut it. Shut up.
Don't do that. Don't you think I've had enough of that?
Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
Don't touch me. Leave me alone.
Where are you going?
Out. Away from you.
You look, you can't. Nathan will be back.
I am not staying in this room another second with you.
Mum?
Oh, hello, baby. Are you all right?
Yeah.
Look, Mummy just needs to go out for a minute. Phil's going to stay here. For 10 minutes.
Lisa, you can't do that.
I need to get out.
Are you all right, Nathan?
No. What's he going to do with you anyway? You go away!
Nathan, come here. Where are you going?
To my room. You go away!
Nathan, come here.
Look, I want my boy back.
Of course you do. But you understand that we have to get to the bottom of this. And as you and I agreed, it's in the best interests for you, Nathan, and everyone else that Nathan stays with his nan. Just for the time being.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Well, I think I've everything we need.
Well, what does that mean?
You've been very helpful, Lisa. We'll be in touch.
Okay. I'm bringing this interview to a close. Is there anything else you'd like to say before I do that?
I did not hit Nathan Hughes.
Right. Interview with Philip Morledge terminated at 4:25 p.m.
What happens now?
You'll be released on police bail. I'll take you to the custody officer now and he can explain the terms of the bail.
Phil?
I'm round the corner. Have they been?
Yeah.
Are you on your own now?
Yeah, Nathan's staying with my mum.
Okay, go out of your house, down the alley to the garages and meet me there.
What? What are you talking about?
Just do it. Did anyone see you?
No. What are you playing at? What's all this about? Oh, God, I'm so glad to see you. This has been awful. You're asking me so many questions. Where have you been? I've been trying to get in touch with you.
The police station.
Police station? Why?
I was arrested.
What are you on about?
Nathan has told them it was me.
He's done what?
I told them that I hit him, grabbed him, whatever, harmed him. I'm out on police bail pending further inquiries, and my bail conditions are that I can't contact the victim or any members of the victim's family.
What are you saying?
Nathan's the victim. I'm his alleged perpetrator.
Oh, my God. I don't understand. He wouldn't do that. Why would he say that?
I don't know.
Oh, God. Oh, Phil, this is awful.
It's a nightmare. Look, I can't stay. I've got to go. I just wanted to make sure you were all right.
Where are you going?
Back to work. I'm going to be suspended, but I need to speak to my boss and pick up my things. Plus, I need to get a solicitor, I suppose.
You haven't...
What?
You didn't hurt him, did you? I mean, you wouldn't hurt him, would you?
Don't be ridiculous.
Well, I had to ask. He's my little boy, Phil. He's mine. That boy's my life, and I can't live without him. Oh, what's happened to him?
I need to get back to work. I'll call you later.
What are you doing?
Clearing my desk. I am suspended, right?
Yes. Come into my office. So are you going to tell me what's going on?
What do you mean?
Don't piss me about, Phil. I wasn't born yesterday. You're sleeping with her, aren't you?
No.
I said, don't piss me about. I looked at your case notes before handing them over. They're pathetic. And yet you're having to make up reasons for going round there.
She's needy.
Of what? You? You didn't hit her kid, did you? You're protecting her.
She didn't do it.
How do you know?
Because she told me, and I believe her.
You talk sense. I've known you a long time. I'm not an idiot.
All right. I am having an affair with Lisa Hughes.
Just tell me why. Why would you ruin an excellent career for someone like her?
I don't know. I wish I could explain it. It just sort of happened that there wasn't a real need, but I just kept looking for reasons to go there.
Pathetic.
All right, you don't have to tell me. I know it was unprofessional and it was wrong by every yardstick that counts, but we are two people in love. And I realise how trite and pathetic that sounds, but it's true, and I can't avoid it.
You realise you're finished in this profession now?
Yes. There's something else I need to tell you.
Not really. You've been nicking the coffee money as well, have you?
No. But I did hit Nathan.
I don't believe you.
It's true.
What happened?
I don't know. I just kind of lost it. I guess he was jealous of me.
And?
He was being cheeky. His mum was out. I think he was trying it on with me. I kept telling him to stop making so much noise and to calm down, and he really lost it, shouting and kicking and screaming. And I grabbed him and shook him and told him to behave, and then he started kicking me, so I pushed him up against the wall.
Is that what you told the police?
Not yet, but I will do.
Then you need to do it now. Oh, get out of my sight and leave us to clear up the mess you've left behind. We'll give this woman and her child the proper service they deserve.
This is DC Tony Woodruff. Please leave a short message with your name and number and I'll get back to you at ASAP.
Hi. This is Phil Morledge, Nathan Hughes. I'd be grateful if you could give me a time to meet up. I'm ready to make a statement. Thank you.
I got your text. What's happening?
Sit down. I've got a drink for you.
Tell me what's happening. Why are we meeting here? Couldn't you get into trouble?
I've confessed to hitting Nathan.
What?
A moment of madness. Something I bitterly regret.
Then this is a wind-up.
No.
But you can't do that.
I've done it. And tomorrow morning, I'll go to the police.
But... yeah, I mean, why?
Does it matter?
Yes.
I realised when I was being interviewed, it all clicked into place.
What?
I could see what Nathan was doing. Protecting the person who had hit him. The person he loves. Now, he was saying he knew about us and he wanted me out of the way.
What are you saying?
I know it was you.
How can you say that? Is that why you wanted to meet me here so I wouldn't make a scene?
No, I just thought our last...
Well, it wasn't me. You can't say that.
Lisa, stop it.
No, I won't stop it.
Look, I'm doing this to protect you.
You don't know what you're talking about.
I do, Lisa, I know. Everyone else will think it's me.
Shut up, stop it. You can't take the blame. It's not Fair, I won't let you.
It's too late. I've made up my mind.
No.
Yes. Look, I'm as much to blame as you. I created the pressure that made you crack.
I didn't mean to hurt.
Don't know what happened.
When we had that big row yesterday, after I came home and you left, I felt wired, confused. Nathan said he was going to stay with his friends and he was packing his bag. He's 7 years old. He knew about us, you were right. And I just felt like shit, like we had to keep this secret. I was always worried about it because you didn't really want me or you were ashamed of me and I just blew. I grabbed him, I shook him. And he hit his back. I just lost it. I swore I'd never lay a finger on my child. And I just lost it. But I can't have my little bite taken away from me. No.
Come here.
No.
Listen to me. You and Nathan are going to be together again. But I think you should leave him at your mum's for a little while. You give him and yourself a break. Maybe you need to get some kind of help. Therapy, I mean. But, you know, work things through a bit. You've got a violent father and a violent partner. You've been through a lot. And I know it won't happen again. I know it was a one-off. And Nathan, you know, I can understand him blaming me because what I was doing was so wrong.
It's all wrong.
Things will turn around. They will. You and Nathan, you'll be given a new social worker who'll give you the proper support that I should have given you.
I can't believe you're doing this. Thank you. Thank you so much. What happens to us?
There won't be an us.
What do you mean?
I've hit a child. And they won't let Nathan near you if they know I'm around. You've said yourself, you can't live without him. You can live without me.
But I don't want to, though. What about your job?
I have to face the fact that I'm no good at it.
That's not true.
Yes, it is. I fell for a beautiful woman. I let that blind me. What sort of social worker does that?
A human one?
A weak one. You always wanted us to go to the pub together.
It's not quite how I imagined.
Cheers.
Cheers.
To you and Nathan.
Phil was played by Jason Doan. Lisa was Natalie Gavin. Nathan, Callum King Chadwick. And the Child Protection Officer was Morag Silla. Helen was Kate Coogan, and DC Woodruff, Henry DeVasse. Who Cares was written by Peter Mills and directed in Salford by Pauline Harris.
If you'd like to receive our newsletter with full details of the week's radio dramas, just search for BBC Radio Drama Newsletter.